Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
This is the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay Perry joins us once again. Lindsay, a couple of questions, very, very similar. One submitted by Lindsay Collins. The other one, and I love this, is on Facebook. Dolus Eventualis. I'm not sure if that's his real name, but that's what his Facebook profile says. And Lindsay says, how much intensity slash training versus how much longer, slower training, according to sort of training for comrades? And Dolus Eventualis says, of the 1,000-plus kilometers that one needs to run between now and next year's comrades, what should the split be between tempo runs and slow long runs? So very similar questions, and I think a good question nonetheless.
Yeah, so look, it's a little more difficult to answer that in terms of ultra distance training versus, say, for a marathon. So from now until you run your marathon qualifier, you want to do between 10 and an absolute maximum of 15% of your training. So if you run 100 Ks, that means that you want, for every 100 Ks that you run, you want between 10 and 15 kilometers of those to be done at higher intensities. Now that includes your time trials, hill work, speed work, that sort of thing. So that's a fairly safe number, 10 to 15% when you're training for marathon. And I'd say when you're training for comrades, it depends on your ability and where you fall on the spectrum between silver and finishers. And I would say that your silver runners, when they're training for comrades, will probably scratch around the 10%, maybe a tiny bit more, but I wouldn't go up to the 15%. And then your Bill Rowan guys will be a maximum of 10%, and your bronze guys probably somewhere in the region of 7%. Look, you could probably get away with 10%, but I would be nervous to do that. And then your finishes, depending on your running history, I actually discourage doing too much intensity work. So I do a little bit of strength work in the form of hills, but I would try and shy away from doing too much speed work so that your body can handle the volume that you need to do in order to finish comrades. So that gives you a kind of rough and a fairly conservative and safe guide to use to help you to improve both your endurance and your speed.
Awesome stuff. Great questions. Thanks for being in touch. Don't forget, you can too. Just head over to the website. You can also pop onto the Run Talk SA Facebook page. Submit your question there as well. We've been taking quite a few there. And until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and Comrades Marathon Coach Lindsay Perry, thank you so much for your time, and we'll chat next time. Cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.